Ah, you know what time it is. It's time for Microcast Monday, next on the Criminal Justice Evolution podcast. I really look forward to Microcast Mondays. I created these short segments to give you, the listener, short bursts of inspiration and motivation to get you started on the right path for your week. Patrick here. Thank you for tuning in. If you are a first-time listener, welcome. We know you're going to love the show and the content and the guests. Long-time listener, welcome back. Big shout-out to all the brave men and women working in the criminal justice field, whatever you were doing, wherever you were at. Thank you for doing it. Remember this. You are honored, cherished, and above all, you are loved. You know, with life getting back to normal post-pandemic, I am so excited to start getting out there again and speaking in person. If you love the podcast, then consider booking me for your next webinar, conference, speaking engagement, or training event. I love talking to audiences on all things law enforcement, leadership, resiliency, and many other topics, gearing you, the listener, on becoming the best version of yourself. Head over to cjevolution.com and see the link to my speaking engagements. I look forward to hearing from you. On to Microcast Monday. You know, I've been asked a lot recently, you know, Pat, how are you staying resilient? How are you staying upbeat and positive in the wake of some of the personal problems you are going through? I've been pretty honest with some of the issues that I've been going through personally on shows, through my website. I recently wrote a blog called 52 Rebirth. You can check it out on my site. But I always answer, look, is there any other way? For me, there is not. Look, it'd be easy for me to sink into bitterness and depression. But I refuse not to. Yes, I've had bad days, but you see, the things that we go through, me, you, everybody else, are making us more resilient. We can choose one of two things. We can stay in that state. We can stay in that mode of depression and bitterness and anger and all these other negative emotions, or we can go through them. It'll take work. It often does, but that is what's going to make you more resilient. That's what's going to make you more resilient. But if you remain angry and bitter, it's like drinking poison waiting for the other person to get sick. It just affects you. It doesn't affect the other person. So, and I know it's hard, and it can be hard, and it takes practice. But the more you practice focusing on the good and focusing on the good things in your life, and you all have great things to be thankful for every day. I encourage each and every one of you, if you don't have a gratitude practice, you need to adopt one. This simple thing will change your life. It's not hokey pokey, you know, weird stuff. It works. Trust me. We are all energy. You are energy. I am energy. What you put out, you get back. So again, that's how I respond, because I have to remain optimistic. I have to remain positive for my future, my family's future. There could be no other way. But again, a lot of people, they don't think that way. And again, I'm not perfect. I'm not some expert. I'm not some, quote, guru. But I educate myself a lot on the greatness and the power of the human mind. I would encourage you to do the same, because you have this one life, folks. There's no repeats. There's no coming back. There's a great book out there by Bronnie Ware called The Five Regrets of Dying. And you can imagine, take a guess at one of the regrets of people on their deathbed. She was a nurse and went and interviewed all these people, elderly people, that were on their deathbed. And the number one regret that they had was not living the life that they should have lived. Living a life because somebody else wanted them to live that life. Number one regret. Don't get to that point. Don't you want to get to a point in your life where you look back and say, look, I have no regrets. I did everything I could. I became the best version of myself. I know I want to. I have a dream of when I pass on, when I leave this earth, I'm going to meet the best version of myself. And what I want to do while I'm here on earth is try to become that person, that best version of myself, because I believe we'll meet. And you know what? The closer I become to that best version of myself, We're going to recognize each other. But if I remain negative and bitter and I don't work on self-growth like you should, then that version that I wanted to become is going to look at me like a stranger. He is not going to recognize me. So this is part of resiliency, a big part of resiliency. How do you become more resilient? By going through the difficult times, accepting them, and going through them and maintaining a positive attitude. Gratitude practice, taking care of yourself, that's all part of resiliency. That's all part of self-care, and you can do it. Don't listen to the people that want to suck you down and bring you down to their level. Those are their insecurities. They're not your insecurities. Remain positive. Not living in a bubble where you ignore things and, you know, everything is great. I'm not talking about that. Be a realist. Recognize, know your problems, but get through them, go through them, and surround yourself with the right people. That is key to your self-development and your resiliency. You can do it. You can do it. You're a first responder. You can do anything you set your mind to. Folks, I hope you have an amazing Monday. Go out there, conquer your Monday, conquer your week. Stay tuned for more great guests on the top-ranked Criminal Justice Evolution podcast. And I'd love to hear from you. You can find everything about me on my social on the cjevolution.com website. Take care, be safe, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.